in the limelight.
At least 15,000 Rohingya refugees are under quarantine in Bangladesh's vast camps, as the number of confirmed coronavirus infections there rose to nearly 30. Health experts have long warned that the virus could race through the cramped settlements, housing almost a million Rohingya who fled violence in Myanmar, and officials had restricted movement in the area in April. Despite this, the first cases in the camps were detected in mid-May. Toha Buyan, a senior health official in the surrounding Cox Bazar's area, told AFP News Agency on Monday, "None of the infections are critical. Most hardly show any symptoms. Still, we have brought them in isolation centers and quarantined their families." He said narrow roads to three camp districts, where the majority of the infections were detected, have been locked off by authorities. He said the 15,000 Rohingya inside these so-called blocks face further restrictions on their movement. This comes as charity workers express fears over being infected in the camps, as they worked without adequate protection. Two of the areas under isolation are in Kutumpulong camp, home to roughly 600,000 Rohingya. Buyan said, "We are trying to scale up testing as fast as possible to make sure that we can trace out all the infected people and their contacts." Dear listeners, here we present you an article in this regard by Sharmin Akhtar, a case management worker for ActionAid, who supports women and girls living in Rohingya refugee camps in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, titled, "Lockdown is Dangerous for Rohingya Women and Girls." This article was published in The Independent. Stay tuned, please. Now that COVID-19 has reached the Rohingya refugee camps, there is a very real risk that the virus could spread like wildfire. More than 800,000 people are living here in homes that are small, close together, and overcrowded. Typically, there are 5 to 7 people living in one 10 to 15-foot shelter made out of bamboo and tarpaulin, and this makes social distancing incredibly difficult. The Rohingya refugees are also particularly vulnerable because their nutrition and health has been very poor after fleeing persecution, and now they are living in a very congested space with limited access to clean water. The risks are tremendous, and women and girls will be impacted deeply. We are already seeing that gender-based violence has massively increased since the start of the pandemic, and now a heightened fear of catching the disease will compound the situation. Sharmin Akhtar wrote, "A young woman that I helped recently needed 9 stitches after her neighbor's husband slashed the soles of her feet with a knife during an argument over hygiene conditions. She told me that because the men are at home due to the lockdown, arguments which could have been resolved are quickly becoming aggressive and reaching new levels of violence." Akhtar said, "Husbands are at home in a small space with their families all day. The children and wives might be asking for food, and then the husband, who does not have an income, will become frustrated. If the situation carries on like this, then I fear violence in the camp could become extremely bad in the next month or two," unquote. Women and girls are living in a pressure cage. On top of this, people are going hungry and struggling to access medical support. Everyone has a ration card and the food is coming into the camp, but it cannot be distributed like it used to be. Due to social distancing, staff are working on a rota, which reduces the amount of food that can be distributed each day. The queues for food are very long and some people are going home with nothing. The lockdown is also disrupting vital services. The health centers have said that they will only see 10 patients a day, where people before the pandemic, they would see more than 30 people. This is really concerning, especially with the rise in violence and the increased need for medical services. At the start of the pandemic, many people did not want to believe what was happening, and lots of refugees fear what will happen to them if they are diagnosed, which is stopping them from seeking help if they have a fever. ActionAid is doing a lot of work to dispel fake news and misinformation about the disease and to promote public health messages so that people know how to protect themselves. Akhtar added, I'm running awareness-raising sessions for groups of women and teenage girls, showing them how to use the gloves and masks and how to practice social distancing. Now people across the camp are starting to understand the dangers of the disease and need to stay safe. Akhtar continued, all around the world, there is a lot of uncertainty and fear about coronavirus. At the start of the pandemic, I was scared. But as a humanitarian worker, I told myself I cannot stay working at home. My mother was very worried about me, but I explained to her how much suffering the people we support have already been through and how they needed my help. While working, I wear the correct personal protective equipment, including the gloves and a mask, and I use hand sanitizer and coat. Sharmin Akhtar concluded, even though the work can be tough, I feel proud that I can stand beside the women and girls in the camp during this time. I saw some children playing recently and they were making sure they kept a safe distance from each other. Seeing things like this reassures me, but now coronavirus has reached the camps. I'm very worried for everyone's safety, unquote. 7 isolation centers with the capacity to treat more than 700 COVID-19 patients have been prepared, with officials hoping to have just under 2,000 by the end of May. But according to Nay Nan Lewin, co-founder of Free Rohingya Coalition, there are not enough ICU beds and ventilators available for refugees and the local community in Cox Bazar region. Mahbur Rahman, chief health official of Cox Bazar, said authorities hoped this week they would double the number of tests being performed daily, which stand at 188. He said further entry restrictions have been imposed on the camp, with a 14-day quarantine in place for everyone visiting Dhaka. Rahman told AFP, we are very worried because the Rohingya camps are very densely populated. We suspect community transmission of the virus has already begun.